Hello.
Hi, Mr. Beaver.
This is he.
My name is Robert, sir, with Business Finance. I would like to inform you that we pre-qualify your business, sir, for our funding program if you're on the market for financial, sir.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to qualify.
I'll be honest with you, sir.
Bad
I
credit.
Believe you probably do. Sir, we don't check, actually. We don't pull, we don't hard pull anybody's credit, sir. Just to let you know, if it's something that will bother you, we actually don't. And we pretty much qualify everybody, sir, because we know there's a lot of places where they actually make you run and jump hoops in order to give you a loan. We don't do that. If you got a few minutes, I can actually get you checked out and see if how much you need.
Okay.
What's the name of the business?
Yeah. Divine Life is all one word. It'll be capital D, and then for life, it'll be capital F. Divine
mm-hmm.
Life Construction. Construction.
Got it. And how long you been in business, Mr. Beaver?
The company has been open for around about a year. I mean, I've been doing
okay.
this this
okay.
work for 20 years, but yeah.
Okay. And what's the income monthly, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now I would say $4,500 a month.
You see, there's you got a chance, man. Let me see what we can do for you.
Yes, sir.
Stay with me on the line. I'm going to get you transferred to my specialist and want to try to see what we can do for you. And like I say, when I say what we can do for you, it's not that we're going to actually make you, like I said, jump hoops and, you know, go do a couple of things. It's basically we are our own lender, so we don't have no problem lending to people that way, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Stay with me, okay? Don't hang up.
I won't.
You know, especially because holidays are down the street already, you know, pretty much, you know,
yeah,
what, pretty much September left. I mean, we're just so September.
September never even came,
and,
I don't think.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. And now we're on October, the 2nd already? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This is
Thank
me
you for
getting
calling
in contact
funding.
With my specialist.
Please have your reference number available, and a funding
okay.
specialist will be with you shortly.
Construction, yeah, you're going to have a busy time coming out right now, especially there's a lot of places where we have a tornado going on right now, huh? An emergency.
Oh, yeah. I was actually thinking about going, because I just moved back up to South Carolina, so I know
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of familiar with like, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I did construction down there while I was down there.
Got you.
Thinking about
where
going
you,
down there and helping.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from New York, Rochester, New York, but
wow,
I had lived
wow.
in South Carolina for about 10 years. I was doing
So you basically moved from upstate to the countryside. Wow, I like that. I
yeah,
still live
yeah,
on the
yeah.
I still live on the country jungle, man. There's no way I can leave country
it's,
jungle.
Nah, it's better, man. It's more peaceful.
I know it's better.
Cause
you know. Got you. You know why? My family is from down in Salvador. I'm from California. And when I go down
oh, yeah?
the country over there, man, it's peaceful, man. It's peaceful. I'm going to tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, man.
Peaceful.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with all that fast movement
nope.
and all that. Yeah,
nope.
All this
nope.
stuff that's going on in California right now, too. There's a lot of crazy. Even
yeah.
in New York, too.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Yeah. And you know what the problem
it's
is? Taxes are going off the hook right now, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It
everything. And especially with the strikes, with the ports
yeah.
being on strike.
Yeah,
whatnot,
yeah.
Everything
but see,
about to go up.
The thing is that California will always see strikes one way or another. You know?
Yeah, no,
remember
that.
Back
no,
in 2010 when the local 186, you know, the supermarket guys went on strike.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Okay. Yeah, because my ex-wife is actually was a manager for Albertsons back then, and it was rough, man. It was super rough.
Yeah. She was out of work.
Well, I don't know because I'm not with her no more, so I try to stay away from
I got you. I don't blame you.
You know, I don't know. I'm not the kind of guy to stay with them friendly because, you know, somehow you end up being used by one way or another.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Mr. Gregory, if there's any way I can call you back, because these guys are busy right now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm going to give you a buzz, and I'm going to go ahead and put your paperwork in and see what we can do. Maybe by the time I call you, we have already an answer for you and see what we can get.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, no, I mean, we already have you, how much you can get. Because you need the money. How fast you need the money?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if it's possible, man, I can make moves. I can make major moves.
I get you.
See, you got to be able to
make things
happen. Exactly.
See,
that's the... And I want to offer a job, too.
Got you. You want to move the money.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to play with it.
It's a lot of people that I've been talking to this week. The money's there, but I don't need money. And you know we need money all the time.
Yeah. But people play around. People want things to be handed to them. They don't want to put the work in. Me, I know you got to put the work in. I'm 40 years old. I've been around a long time.
I've been 50. I'm 55, and my youngest child, is 38. So I've been on the game since I was 14.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah,
I know.
And like I say, you know, it's rough to actually be a young parent. You know.
Yeah, I got an 11-year-old. I'm raising on my own, so I know what to do.
Yeah, I did the same thing. One mine is around the next right there where you are. He's in Michigan right now. He lives in Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Can you say it again?
He lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Michigan. Michigan. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's
where he lives.
Yeah,
Like about what? Like about an hour, 2 hours?
You only got one?
No, I got a younger one, but the other one lives in Spain.
2 hours.
Yeah, but 2 hours, because I know the area.
I know, that's good.
Okay, so I'll tell you what, let me call you back so I won't hold you up, because I know you got things.
That's fine.
Okay?
You're fine. Yes, sir,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
All right, brother.
I'll call you back, okay?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. God bless. Bye.
Well, you too. I mean, amen to that.